This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Oh, it's good to have your company. My name is Simon Smart, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking with Justine Toe. Hi, Justine.
Hey, Simon. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, Kenda Creasy Dean has written a book called Almost Christian, What the Faith of Our Teenagers is Telling the American Church. In it, she argues that while many young Americans profess Christian faith, when you look closer at what they actually believe, it turns out that they regard God as a distant but benign deity who just wants us all to be happy. Justine, Kenda Creasy Dean talks about this idea of moral therapeutic deism. It's a nice phrase. Can you spell it out for us?
Yeah, let me just break it right down to the elements, okay? So in terms of moral, be good, just be good people. In terms of therapeutic, we want to feel good as we are being good. And deism, basically that we don't want God involved unless we're in a bind and we need some help. So it's not quite the Christian God, essentially. An example of this is from the television show Seventh Heaven that used to be on TV. There's an episode where there's this 21-year-old Lucy who's giving a sermon to the women in her congregation, to the girls in her congregation. And she says, God wants us to know and love ourselves. He also wants us to know our purpose, our passion. So I ask you, what have you dreamt about doing? What you are waiting for is already inside of you. So that's a really good example of it, because we can see here that God is treated as somewhat of a cosmic therapist, someone who can make you feel good and lead you down that path. Or in some ways, a divine butler, someone who comes when they're called, but otherwise pretty much stays out of the picture.
Yeah, it seems like Christianity is drained of all the important bits. Out goes all the hard stuff about sin, our need for salvation, self-sacrifice, the price God paid to make us right with him and all of this. In its place, it seems there are fuzzy feelings of warmth and comfort.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where are young people getting this moral therapeutic deist belief system from?
Well, she actually says, and this is really troubling, she says it from mainstream churches, which means that it's not only young people with these attitudes, but also adults. She actually says that if you want to assess the health of a culture, look at what's going on with young people. So if that's true, there's something pretty alarming going on.
Is Dean saying then that the fault is with churches failing to distinguish themselves from the wider culture? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, to a point. I think that definitely plays a part. But there's also the question of a church being shaped by the culture it's in without even realising it. Now, I've been reading a book by Jean Twenge, I don't really know how to say her name, and it's called Generation Me. And in this book, she talks about a movement to increase the self-esteem of kids in America in the 80s and 90s, and it led to various activities in schools designed to make kids feel good about themselves. Now, Twenge describes one of these activities. A student is given an I'm great badge all day. The other children have to say really nice things about them, and then they get to take that list home. Now, one thing that Twenge tells us is that this effort, this nationwide effort to increase the self-esteem of kids, ended up being really successful. And you can tell that because in 2004, when all these American freshmen were asked to rate their academic ability, 70% reported that theirs was above average.
That's amazing, isn't
yeah.
it? It's very different, I have to say, from the primary school I went to, Justine, where I remember the teacher used to line us up after every test, and from the first people who did really well right down the back to the people who did really badly.
Really?
So everyone could see how they did, and including with a piece of artwork. So if you did a painting, and I have to admit mine were always really bad, so he'd say, yeah, that's rubbish down the back. A totally different way. Anyway, that's old school, different way of treating children. These students, I'm guessing, were overrating their performance. Results like these explain why some commentators say that Gen Y have an inflated sense of self.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe this stress on self-esteem is another reason why moral therapeutic deism is the religion of choice for a lot of young Americans. If it's so predominant in the culture, it's definitely going to shape the way that church is done and the message that it proclaims. Because suddenly it's no longer about God's plans for humanity. He's just interested in being my life coach and helping me play my best game, right? Which ends up producing a very me-focused, consumer-friendly version of Christianity.
It's not the biblical picture, is it?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what's the antidote to this sort of stuff?
Well, basically, it wouldn't hurt to read the Bible as a start. And I know that this is a challenge in a post-literate, culture. But pretty early on in the Bible, you'll realise that the story is not about you. Sorry.
You're not the centre of the story after all.
That's right. But more seriously, I think getting some good guidance, sorting through the messages we get from our culture and the way that they conflict with what the Bible has to say, that's also really important. This, it would mean really asking ourselves about what it means to be a Christian in this world and then just get on living like that.
Great challenges, Justine. Thanks for that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.